In the outer part of a house, if the rain falls on, I think you mentioned this word before.
You know, it'd be the roof. Roof on the
all right, and when the rain falls on it, then it goes down the sides of and falls into the...
Goes into the gutter, and then the downspouts. And
all right. Now, on a house with, you know, several peaks, you've seen a, I don't know about this house, but maybe one of, either yours or I think one of the houses down there, doesn't have just one peak, it has several peaks.
And
in between, you call that in between the peaks? You have to get up the,
a valley.
Yeah.
In between the peaks, there would be a valley.
All right. And a small building outside for, well, that you kept wood and tools in, for example.
Would be an outbuilding, or if it was used mostly for wood, see, that's a wood house.
Okay.
Back in the olden times, we had the wood house where we stored the wood in the fall of the year for the winter, to do the winter, and that was a wood house. Or if it was for storage, where we say that's a storage house to store tools in. Or if it's old tools, we say a tool house. If it's for larger machinery, we say it's a machine house.
Okay. Now, before they had indoor plumbing, before, you know, and you had a...
outside toilet.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Outside toilet or privy.
Okay, anything else? Remember any other...
That's old, I know.
Can't think of anything else.
That won't say.
Okay. Well, it'll just be between you and me. I wouldn't tell anybody said it. I was wondering if you ever heard of garden house?
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, garden house. Of course, they were always in the garden, you know. The garden was close to the house, and the garden house was always in the prairie. Was always in the edge of the garden. So that's right, garden house.
Okay. Now we said house is singular. The plural would be not one house but two
houses or home or.
Yeah, that's right. And the largest outbuilding on the farm is the.
Usually the barn.
All right. Now, are there, what was the barn used for?
Store hay and then for livestock, feed, store livestock, hay and grain.
All right. Did you keep, where did you store corn?
In the corn crib.
And did you raise any wheat here?
Wheat, yeah, we had always had a granary, and the granary was for the wheat and oats.
Okay.
The separate, see, the granary would be for the small grain, wheat and oats and rye.
Uh-huh.
And the crib, corn crib now, is for store corn in. It's made different. It has the last strips apart so the air can go through and dry the corn.
The granary is a separate building, though.
It's separate. Well, you can have them usually. Back in the olden times, most of them have a granary on one side and a corn crib on the other. And then a driveway between, you could store your wagon in between that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, made it handy.
Maybe load it from there. You know,
bring a load of grain in and store it in between your corn crib and granary.
And the upper part of the barn where you put the...
It was a mow.
All right. And that was where you stored the hay.
Stored the hay, that's right. Down the lower part was the stalls where the animals, livestock stood.
And outside, if you had a large collection of hay, before they got around to this more modern kind of...
Well, we put it in, back in the olden times, as stacks. They put them in stacks and usually had a man that couldn't stack very good would have a pole, a tall pole. You'd dig a hole, put that in the ground, and build your hay stack around that.
I see.
But then when we got more livestock, well, that wasn't big enough, and then we went to make them ricks, make them long and wide, and so it would hold a lot more.
A rick is different from a haystack?
Yeah, it's all in one. It's not different than you might say. It's all it's long, and a rick would hold 5 or 10 or 15 times more hay than a stack would, because a stack would be 10 or 12 feet around.